St. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 10, and I'll be starting with verse 6. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. My dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, our Savior lives, and he lives to never die again. Hallelujah! Praise be to the Lord. We sang, I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. That is, without question, our greatest hope, our greatest strength. That's our life. That's our everything, even as Jesus says, he is the way, the truth, the life. He is the resurrection and the life. Because he lives, you too will live. What in this life compares to that? What does the world have to offer that can compare to that? Everything in this life fades away. Even our bodies fade away. Yet Jesus Christ went to the grave with both his soul and his body. And he rose in both soul and body, that he might give to us resurrected, glorified bodies and souls. Jesus lives forever. His promise goes on forever. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. His resurrection is the proof that your faith is not in vain. You too will rise. But come on, how do we know that? How can we be so sure of this? It doesn't agree with science. It doesn't agree with human wisdom and human reasoning. It doesn't agree with popular opinion, because we can't prove it in a lab. So how do we know? Because God's promise says it is so. His word says it's true. And that is all that we need. As Jesus says, it is the one thing needful. And those who rely on that one thing needful will live forever. It's the exact same word, the same promise that God used to strengthen the women who were sad and the disciples who trembled. They needed it. They found not the body of the Lord Jesus, the scripture says. And as a side note there, it's not easy. It isn't easy to get rid of a body. That's what his enemies claimed happened. Well, the disciples stole it away. The soldiers were paid a lot of money, the scripture says, to perpetrate that lie. But they knew it wasn't true. They were there. Even in our advanced age of technology, it's very difficult to get rid of a body. And to this day, a dead Jesus was never found, but a living Jesus was. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established, Scripture says, but over 500 witnesses saw Jesus alive at one time. And that was recorded for you, for your assurance, for your faith, to strengthen it, to uphold and sustain you. The resurrection of Christ proves that the Father accepted the sacrifice of His Son for us all, for all sinners. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry. Our sins are forever forgiven. And your faith in this resurrected Christ is not in vain. But the women were looking for a lifeless body. Their intentions don't seem to be so bad. They certainly loved Christ to the end. He was their hero. Out of Mary Magdalene, Jesus drove 7 devils. 7 out from her. They just wanted to take care of His body and anoint it. And so they came looking for a lifeless body. But why seek ye the living among the dead? Why? That's why they were afraid. That's why the disciples trembled behind closed doors. That's why later Jesus rebuked them. They were so slow to believe. They were looking for a Savior who was not alive. But that's really not a Savior at all. We too tend to look for answers in the wrong place. We turn to our feelings, like the women in their sadness and the disciples in their fear. We often dwell on how we feel, as if we can find the answer there. At times, all we can feel is hurt or let down. Look at what this person did to me. Or, I can't believe I did that or said that and hurt the person I love. I really didn't mean to, but now I can never take it back. It can be so hard to let go of that sin. But we're like Mary, looking for the answer in the wrong place. The solution was right in front of them, right under their nose, in the Word of God. He told them that He would rise again. They forgot, and it didn't sink in. They needed to be reminded. They needed to hear those words again. They, like us, had heard it all before, plenty of times. We, hundreds, thousands of times. Yet we need to hear it again. The Lord invites us to hear the angel's words and find comfort in them He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his word. The solution is often much simpler than what we might think. Just one verse, one phrase in the Word of God is all that we need to lift our spirit and to bring that deep and abiding joy where there was none, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Jesus lives. He went to the grave, but not to stay there, to rise and to overcome it for you and for me. That means our sins are forever forgiven. That means we will rise too. We need to hear that. We need to be reminded of it. The Bible says clearly, comfort one another with these words. He is not here. He is risen. Jesus Christ does not condemn a weak faith. Jesus comes to strengthen it by his word. That's his promise to you, to nourish, to feed the faith he's given you. He enables us to see, to understand, there is forgiveness even for the greatest of sinners, even for the greatest of sins, because he rose above it all. Jesus conquered it all, and his victory belongs to you. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth? Jesus is the Son of God. We all have a weak faith. Daily, we are bombarded by the devil, the world, our sinful flesh. Daily, we are tempted. And daily, we sin. Yet Jesus Christ does not condemn the weak faith. He does not condemn you or me. He strengthens you and your faith by his word. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need. He lives to comfort me when faint. He lives to hear my soul's complaint. He will raise us on the last day, but even now, right now, he raises us to new life by his word and spirit. He gives us the gift of his spirit. He gives us the gift of faith. He gives us those gifts by his word and sacraments. He knows exactly how to keep you and to sustain you in that true saving faith by his word. Even though we're born with the old man, the old life of sin, yet Jesus raises us to that new life by his word, in baptism, in spirit. Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." May we all have a very happy, blessed Easter. Jesus lives. And because he lives, you too will live. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.